It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Three, throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. I'm Bill Enright, joined by Anthony Grace, and before we get into today's show, I just want to recognize that today is Patriot Day and marks the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Today is a national day of prayer and remembrance for the victims of the terrorist attacks on September 11th. Now, on to week two, rapidly approaching. We got some big games this weekend, Ant. Steelers and Ravens tonight, but boy, there's some juicy matchups this weekend.
A lot of good matchups. You know, Steelers-Ravens is always a great matchup. Down in Baltimore, last time they played down there was the old Mike Tomlin stepping onto the field, knocking off Jacoby Jones from a touchdown. So it's going to be real entertaining this week, I think, as well.
Did you see Terrell Suggs' shirt?
Oh, man, I retweeted a picture of that thing last. Oh, that was great. That dude is so funny. I love watching him. He comes up with some good stuff. But Terrell Suggs, we will never forget, and that is true. They're going to be playing hard, so it's going to be a great game, you know, even without the craziness. That's always a good game with the Steelers and the Ravens.
Yeah, probably one of the biggest rivalries in football today, certainly from a division standpoint. You know, the Ray Rice stuff is just going to interfere with the whole game, though.
Yeah, I mean,
the controversy, the investigation, the Goodell, everything. It's just going to interfere with the game, and that's really a shame.
Yeah, it just keeps going on and on and on, and it's nothing new. You know, you got new news, bring it to us. Other than that, we know the situation. I mean, NFL Network all day. There's someone live at Baltimore. Like, what's going to happen? You know, it's going to take a few more days than this to get an investigation underway and completed. So let's put on the back burner, and we'll move on from there. When something new comes up, we'll talk about it.
As we're just getting started here, we always like to give a shout-out to our producer, Kevin Collins. The Youth of America looks up to him. What's up,
Kevin?
What's
going on, boys?
How's it going, man?
It's going well. Busy week. It's hard to believe that we're almost at week two already.
It goes by so fast. You know, it's still summertime kind of weather. I mean, it's mid-70s, low 80s. But 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, it's going to be cold and it's going to be dark.
Yeah.
When we're broadcasting the show live.
Yeah, I was driving into work today, and you know, working for the team, you look at it more as a 20-week schedule, not like a 16-game schedule with the four preseason games.
Sure.
Because you know, most of America doesn't want to pay attention to the preseason. I totally get that, but it still means more work for us. So
yeah, of course.
Week one for preseason for us is sort of like a big deal, mm-hmm. And so you look at it as sort of a 20-game slate. And we already have five of those games, you know, one-fourth already gone. So it's like 25% chunk already done. So
and then when you factor in the postseason, which the Patriots always make,
yeah,
you're talking about another three or four games.
Yeah, it's just amazing to think that, you know, I've done kind of five whole weeks and this ending our sixth week of programming since the preseason started.
Yeah, good point. Before you know it, we'll be talking about the fantasy football playoffs. But, hey, we're not even in week two yet. Still plenty of season to go. Even if you started 1-0, 0-1, it doesn't matter. We're here to help. We want you to have the right players in your starting lineups for week two. So we're taking your phone calls throughout the show. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. You want to email us? By all means, webradio@patriots.com. Just in case you're not listening to the show live, you want to hit us up on a Sunday morning, sometime over the weekend, you're dealing with an injury, you don't know who to start right away. Three ways to get in touch with us on Twitter, @FFChamps, @ThePPRMonster for Anthony, and @BillEnright for me. We're answering questions nonstop about start and sit lineup questions for week two. We have a very busy show today. We're going to be going through our best buy and overpriced players on DraftKings. And you might remember we had that exclusive contest that we announced on Tuesday just for the Patriot listeners. It filled up fast. It's done. Full already.
Yeah, I looked at it this morning, and it was already filled up, so it's great to see. People are excited about it. That's what we want. We want you to get into it. We want you to come beat us and have some fun with it, win some money. It's going to be a great time.
If you didn't get in, there's always next week, next time. It's not a big deal. If you did get in, like Anthony said, feel free. Give us a call next week. You can talk some trash. If you beat our score, it's going to be a lot of fun. If you did not get in, the great thing about DraftKings, there's a ton of contests every week. If you want to play, if you did get into our contest and you want to play another one, you can do that for cheap. There's always cash to be won, and there's a lot of cash to be won this weekend. We have two great segments coming up in this show to help you dominate over at DraftKings. We'll be doing the best buy and overpriced players, and then we're going to be looking at some of the over and unders. The line is set by Vegas, and our good friend Nick Morgan is going to join us a little bit later in the show and help us identify the games that are going to be offensive shootouts and defensive struggles. And, Nick, let's just preview that a little bit. That Monday night game, that is a juicy fantasy football matchup with the Colts and the Eagles.
Yeah, man, Colts and Eagles, there's going to be points on the board. Last week you were excited about the Broncos and the Colts playing. Well, they put up 31-24, so they put up 55 yep. points. Eagles, Colts could put up more than that, I think, with that Chip Kelly offense. I mean, they hung 34. It was Jacksonville, but still, 34 points and a half.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a run-and-gun, shootout type of game, so it's going to be a real, real fun game to watch. And, you know, anyone, you know, playing in the DraftKings League this week, definitely you're going to want to use those players. But we'll get into that a little bit later, so stay tuned for that.
I just want to start off the show with some of the injuries, some significant injuries. People not practicing, you know, that tends to cause a lot of panic. But what do we say on this show?
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
So running back injuries to be wary of or just to keep an eye on to monitor. We know Ben Tate is out for week two, so you can get him out of your lineups. That's not a big deal. Eddie Lacy, Doug Martin, great news. They're both practicing on Thursday. As we're broadcasting this show, they both practice today. Andre Ellington, Toby Gerhart, MJD, not so much. They're not practicing today. Now, I do think Ellington is resting. MJD and Gerhart, I don't expect them to play this weekend, but I could be wrong. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not sure about it. I mean, Toby Gerhart, you know, he tweaked out with a hammy in that first week, but he came back into the game and kept playing, so he's one of those guys. It's going to be a real true game-time decision for him, I'm pretty sure.
You know, Eddie Lacy suffered a concussion last Thursday, a week ago. He's already cleared to play. He's already cleared for contact.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's practiced, he's back on the field, looks like he's going to be good to go against the Jets opening in Lambeau Field for the Packers this weekend.
Now, wide receivers, we're talking about some top-notch wide receivers not practicing. Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, A.J. Green, Cecil Shorts, and Reggie Wayne, all five of those receivers sitting out of practice today. I truly think the Bear situation with Jeffrey and Marshall, that's the sketchiest one. I don't know if they're going to practice at all this week. They're going to be game-time decisions. I think A.J. Green, I expect him to sit out every once in a while for the Bengals. Same thing with Reggie Wayne coming off that ACL injury, and not to mention the fact he's 35 years old. Cecil Shorts, he's going to be a headache every week, but I am very worried about Marshall and Jeffrey this weekend. If they play, you start them. But it's going to be one of those things where you have to stay at your laptop or have your mobile phone ready, your smartphone ready on Sunday morning, because there's a good chance they might not be able to go.
Yeah, and if they don't play, they're playing in that Sunday night game in San Francisco this week, so you're going to have to keep an eye on that. I mean, if you're not too confident with them going and you only have players playing at 1 or 4 o'clock, you're going to have to make a call and flip someone else in there. I'd rather get some points than no points.
That's what's tough about them, because they're playing Sunday night. And we're probably, you know what, now that you mention it, we're not going to know until much later in the day.
Yeah, we're really not, especially with Brandon Marshall. Yeah, Trestman said with Marshall's ankle, they're going to test it out tomorrow, see where he's at, go from there. But, you know, a Sunday night game, that gives them a little bit extra time and a little bit extra rest. It's 8 extra hours as compared to a 1 o'clock game, basically. So we're not going to know till the end of the day. And, you know, you can't rock with them if you're not 100% confident in it.
A couple of tight ends that we want to discuss. One looks like he's good to go. One looks like it's going to be a few more weeks before we see him again. Both named Jordan. Jordan Reed of the Washington Redskins, don't think he's going to play this week, and he might be out a while.
Yeah, oh man, that hamstring, I mean, he's definitely not playing this week, and I'm hearing, at least 2-3 weeks, and then they're going to reevaluate him, so that's not looking too good for Jordan Reed. If you have him on your team, I'm not dropping him yet, but I'm definitely picking someone else up that I can use for the next couple weeks just to be on the safe side.
Now, Jordan Cameron, on the other hand, of the Cleveland Browns, the MRI on that AC joint in his shoulder came back negative, so that's good news.
Yes.
And there's a good chance he plays this weekend. He's not practicing on Thursday, but good chance he plays.
Yeah, same situation. I think they're just kind of resting him, giving him a little bit more time to heal, and I think he's going to be good to go. I think Cameron's going to play this week.
And one final news and note item, Adam Schefter of ESPN is reporting the NFL and the NFLPA are hoping to finalize a new drug agreement by Thursday night, by tonight. And this means that the Josh Gordon, the Wes Welker suspensions would be overturned or reduced. Great news if you listened to us last week and picked up Josh Gordon.
Definitely. Wes Welker, he's going to be one of the guys that's going to be overturned right away. Josh Gordon, again, a little bit more into that situation. But I was reading a little bit today. They were saying if it gets overturned and they're putting the test levels where they're saying that he should be clear to play right away. So that would be wonderful news. Whoever scooped him up, congratulations if he plays. Man, that's a number one receiver off of waiver wire.
I doubt he plays this weekend.
No, this weekend I don't think he'll play. But, you know, even if you get him back week four, you know, that's 12 weeks. You get Josh Gordon, man. And look what he did last week. He was number one receiver, and he only played 14 games.
Right.
Maybe he'll be number two this year with 12. Who knows? But he's still going to be at the top in the top 10 wide receivers at the end of the year.
All right, so that does it for the news and the notes. I want to get into some strategy and advice. Anthony, when it comes to DraftKings, it's kind of like starter sit. But I know you did a great job with the Stardom and Sit'em article on FF Champs. I want to focus more on weekly fantasy football for real cash. So DraftKings, you have the salary. $50,000, you get to pick a guy. For example, Peyton Manning might cost you $10,000. That means you have about $40,000 left to fill out the rest of your roster. So what I do is I like to call it the best buy and the overpriced players. Every week I go through the salaries at DraftKings. I highlight the players to target and the players to avoid based on their salary. Now, there are players that I'm using in my own lineup. So if you're listening, it's not like I'm just giving you a bunch of junk. These are players that I'm using to win a good chunk of cash playing at DraftKings. I think it could be a major difference maker for your teams if you start to use some of these guys. Now, they don't replace the studs, okay? You always want to have those surefire studs on your team, but these are just some players that can give you an added bonus, give you some production, and won't cost you a lot of money. So what do you say we get into the quarterbacks?
All right, let's jump into it, Bill. So what we got going on, we're going to give you our best buy quarterbacks. I'll see what you think, Bill. I'll give you some names, and you let me know how you're feeling about them. So the best buy, we got three guys listed under our best buy quarterbacks this week. We got Andy Dalton taking on the Atlanta Falcons at home, going for $7,500. Russell Wilson taking on the Chargers in San Diego, $7,100. And Tony Romo's going to Tennessee to take on the Titans at $6,800. How do you feel about those three guys, Bill?
All right, so I chose these three quarterbacks because your typical quarterback is going to probably cost about $8,000, okay?
Yeah, about average.
I think we have seven quarterbacks this week that all cost over $8,000. Foles, Matt Ryan, Stafford, Breeze, Luck, and Manning. All the quarterbacks that we have listed here are all less than $8,000. And I think Andy Dalton, Russell Wilson, Tony Romo are capable of outproducing some of the guys that are costing $8,000.
Yeah, I totally agree.
My absolute steal this week, bank on this, Aaron Rodgers versus the New York Jets at $7,900. He is my absolute steal for week two. He hasn't played. He didn't play last Sunday. He played last Thursday against the Seahawks, embarrassed on national television. All right. He now has 10 days to prepare for the New York Jets, who may have some of the worst cornerbacks in the league. It's the home opener at Lambeau Field this week. Aaron Rodgers is listed at $7,900. He is the ninth-ranked quarterback this week. If you don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to put up top three in the stats against the New York Jets, stop listening to the show. Just turn me off right now. I guarantee, book it, absolute steal of the week. Aaron Rodgers, I have eight lineups right now at DraftKings. He's my quarterback in every single one of them. $7,900, you can't beat it.
Nah, it's not going to get better than that. He's going to be out for blood this week. I mean, it's going to be scary. He's going to tear those Jets apart. It's going to be bad for the Jets and all Jets fans. That's sorry, guys. I mean, you can't even say anything else. Aaron Rodgers and Lambeau is just, he's another level, man. That guy's magic, and usually it doesn't matter who he's playing, you know. It's Seattle in Seattle. They're going to hurt every quarterback when they come to the Pacific Northwest, so he's coming back strong this week. And you also have big risk but a small price, Matt Castle versus the Patriots. How do you think he's going to do against the Patriots this weekend?
You know, the only reason why I include someone like Matt Castle, my big risk, my small price, is because he's the cheapest starting quarterback that you can possibly get. Matt Castle, $5,200 against the Patriots. So, if you wanted to load up on running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, and then use the cheapest possible quarterback that is actually starting, I'm not talking about like a Mike Vick that's coming in for a few plays. Matt Castle, cheapest starting quarterback at $5,200. I don't suggest going with that strategy, but I know some people do, so I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to go cheap at some position at some point. So, you know, it's just how you're going to work your lineup. And, you know, half the fun is working out the lineup. You know what I mean? You can different combinations, this, that, and the other thing. And you can make a couple different lineups, play a couple different contests at once. But, you know, with every Best Buy quarterback, there's someone that's going to be overpriced that people are going to pay too much for. So we got a couple guys listed here. Cam Newton taking on the Lions at $7,700. First game back. I mean, how can you trust $7,700 on the first game back?
Can't. That's why he's in the overpriced section.
Exactly. And then we got another mobile guy right behind him, RG3, coming home to Washington to take on the Jaguars at $7,300 after what he did in Houston. I mean, how do you justify putting him in your lineup?
I'd much rather see people use Russell Wilson for $200 less against the Chargers.
Yeah, exactly. And then Phillip Rivers, the last one here, taking on the Seahawks at home, $6,200. Not a horrible value, but, you know, taking on the Seahawks, you don't know what you're going to get with him.
You nailed it right there. I mean, the value is certainly there because his price is so low, $6,200. But how could you use him this weekend against the Seahawks? That Legion of Boom really brings the heat. We saw Aaron Rodgers struggle. Phillip Rivers is going to struggle. You know, it's such a tough matchup.
It really is. I mean, anybody taking on the Seahawks, you're going to question if you should play them no matter who they are. That's all there is to it for the rest of the year. But let's move on to the running backs. Got a couple good names in the Best Buy running backs, which I like to see. We got Gio Bernard, number one, against the Falcons, $6,300. That's a lot of value for Gio.
You know, I have him as a top five running back this week, and he's really, like, his salary overall is like 43rd. For, you know, every position, but for I have him as a top five running back. Listen, the Falcons got ran over last weekend by the Saints. Mark Ingram had a good game, Pierre Thomas had a good game, and Kerry Robinson had a good game. You combine that, it's really just Gio Bernard and maybe Jeremy Hill for 10 or 12 carries, but I think Gio's great value at $6,300, especially when you see guys. Well, we're going to get into the overpriced players in a little bit, but Gio, good value.
Definitely. And after Gio, we got Alfred Morris taking on the Jaguars for $5,200.
Yeah, the reason why I like Alfred Morris is I'm not really that concerned about Roy Helu taking a whole lot of carries, certainly not near the goal line. And if you break down his salary compared to some of the other guys, he's relatively cheap for a true number one running back. I mean, his salary is very comparable to guys like Joik Bell, Zach Stacy, Pierre Thomas, Darren Sproles. But all those guys I just mentioned, they're all on a committee. Alfred Morris pretty much has that job to himself. So I like the value of Morris at $5,200, playing at home, and he's playing against the Jaguars. We saw Darren Sproles bust out a long run. LeSean McCoy had a good day. I expect Morris to do well.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. Jaguars defense is still working to get a little bit better this year. And now we got a rookie on the list, Terrence West from the Browns, taking on the Saints at home this week, $4,800, which is great value. And obviously we said earlier in the show, no Ben Tate playing, so Terrence West is going to be a great pickup this week.
Now, I have him listed as he's playing the Browns. That's a mistake, obviously.
I got you, buddy. Don't worry.
I got to fix that in the article, Ant. I like the Browns matchup this weekend against the Saints. And with Terrence West, he's a starting running back this week. He had over 100 yards in his first outing as a pro last weekend, coming in for Ben Tate. Let's see what the kid can do this weekend. $4,800 for a starting running back. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, and speaking of running backs in Cleveland this weekend, we got Mark Ingram from the Saints, who's taking on those Browns at $4,500. Now, we both agree that Mark Ingram is not someone that you want on your fantasy squad season long, but weekly, this is a great, great deal.
That's the excellent point that I'm trying to make with Mark Ingram on this list, Ant, is that's the great thing about daily fantasy, weekly fantasy at DraftKings. It doesn't, you don't have to take on the injury risk. Mark Ingram is one of those injury risk players, okay? You don't have to, it's only 1 week. You're only using him for a week. So if he gets hurt in week five, it's not like affecting your performance this weekend. The games are being played Thursday, Sunday, Monday night, and then you're getting paid as soon as that Monday night game ends. Game over. New team for week three. So Mark Ingram, he's running well, he's healthy, he's looking good, and he has a great matchup against the Browns. Le'Veon Bell ran all over the Browns last weekend. I think Mark Ingram can definitely get over 100 yards, definitely get into the end zone.
That's all you can ask. $4,500. That's definitely a steal. Speaking of steals, the absolute steal we got listed this week at running back, you put up Carlos Hyde against the Bears. $3,300. I mean, that's $3,000 is the minimum for any player, right? So,
yep.
$3,300 for Carlos Hyde, who took the ball, 7 times for 50 yards and a touchdown last week. He's gonna look good for $3,300.
Now, listen, I know I have another rookie on this list with Terrence West, and you're about to name another rookie with my big risk, small price guy. Carlos Hyde is legitimately being used as Frank Gore's rotational back. It's not like he's waiting for Frank Gore to get injured. It's not like he's waiting for Frank Gore, you know, when he needs a breather. They used Carlos Hyde pretty much every other series when it came to the second half of that ball game. I don't expect the Chicago Bears to be able to keep up with the Niners this weekend, especially with the injuries at wide receiver. The Bears' defense stinks. Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller had really good games against them. So did Anthony Dixon. I really like Carlos Hyde. The price, listen, if I had to make one absolute steal out of all the players I listed, it's Carlos Hyde. $3,300 for a running back that has a good shot of getting into the end zone and getting you 50 yards, can't beat it.
Definitely not. Last weekend, Frank Gore had 16 carries and Carlos Hyde had 7. So basically half the carries. I mean, they're working him in. We thought maybe in the beginning of the year it'd be more of wait and see what happens to Frank Gore, but Carlos Hyde's going to get touches the entire season, it looks
like. Yeah.
So
looks like
great. And, you know, back to the rookie situation with our big risk, your big risk, small price guy here, Isaiah Cromwell taking on the Saints, you know, another rookie in the Browns backfield taking over for Ben Tate. He's $3,300.
Say it with me. Crowell.
Oh, Crowell. I'm sorry. Crowell.
I know who you're thinking of.
You got Browns. I got Cromwell. It's, you know.
I know. It's fine. Listen, Isaiah Crowell, 2 touchdowns last weekend. I know I listed Terrence West for $4,800. Crowell comes at the same price as Carlos Hyde at $3,300. The Saints, Steven Jackson, Jaquizz Rodgers got into the end zone last weekend. You know, I think Mike Pettine is planning on using a running back by committee, so that's why I listed both Crowell and Terrence West. But my guy, my money's on Carlos Hyde this week.
Yeah, definitely. Anton Smith for the Atlanta Falcons got in the end zone, too, with a long touchdown catch out of the backfield. So they scored all over the Saints last week. So let's move on to the overpriced running backs. We got our best buys out of the way. So our overpriced guys, number one on the list was the best running back last week in the NFL, Le'Veon Bell, taking on the Ravens tonight, $7,600.
Yeah, he's the third highest priced running back this week. That's just too rich for my blood.
Yeah, you can't, especially a game like this, rivalry game away from home in Baltimore.
Right.
It's not looking good for him and his stats this week. So still going to put up decent numbers for you, but don't get crazy, especially in the weekly stuff. Next up, Reggie Bush going to Carolina, taking on the Panthers defense that shut down Doug Martin last week, 1 yard per carry. He's $6,000 in your lineups this week.
Yeah, actually, the next couple running backs all just don't have good matchups. Reggie Bush against the Panthers, $6,000. Rashad Jennings versus the Cardinals for $5,100. And then John Dwyer against the Giants. Listen, Andre Ellington looked fine to me. No reason to be using Jonathan Dwyer in daily fantasy for $4,400. Let's move over to some of the wide receivers. Stay away from those running backs. The matchups just aren't good.
Yeah, you got a lot of value for those best buys, so stick to those guys. So our wide receiver best buys, Jordy Nelson at home taking on the Jets, $6,600. Emmanuel Sanders against the Chiefs for $6,000. Brandon Cooks, again, looked great last week, going to Cleveland for $5,300. And Vincent Jackson against the Rams, which is a great value, $5,000 for Vincent Jackson.
I love Jordy Nelson because I love Aaron Rodgers. You can also squeeze in Randall Cobb there, but I didn't want to list too many Packers. But I think Vincent Jackson comes out and has a big game against the Rams. They're hurting right now on defense. Their offense is not looking good. St. Louis, I'm talking about. I like Vincent Jackson at $5,000. But my absolute steal, Ant, Michael Floyd against the Giants. We saw Megatron rip them apart for $6,000. I really think Michael Floyd. Larry Fitz is priced more than Michael Floyd. It's pretty clear who the number one receiver on that team is now, right?
I think so. I mean, Michael Floyd, 5 catches, 119 yards in that Monday night game. I mean, he looked great. He's the guy that they're looking for now. I mean, $6,000, that's a steal for someone with that much talent.
And then my big risk, small price, is Justin Hunter of the Dallas Cowboys for $4,300. The Cowboys, I think they're prone to letting up the big play, and the Titans' big play guy is Justin Hunter. So if he hits, you're going to be rewarded heavily. If he doesn't hit, that's why he's a big risk, because there's a good chance he doesn't hit. But you know what? It's a risk. So if you like taking risks, Justin Hunter's a good guy to go after. Let's move over to some of the overpriced wide receivers. And I got Andre Johnson against the Raiders, Victor Cruz against Patrick Peterson and company with the Arizona Cardinals, Allen Hurns of the Jaguars. I knew he was going to be overvalued this week for $5,100. He costs more than Vincent Jackson. I don't know how that's possible.
You can't do that.
And then Greg Jennings versus the New England Patriots.
That's it, man. Allen Hurns, that was $3,000 last week, a 21, almost doubled in price just because two touchdowns. So, stay away from Allen Hurns. I don't like that at all.
You know, the thing about DraftKings is it's a PPR league. You get 1 point for every reception.
Yeah, what do you have, four catches?
Allen Hurns, what's that?
What, yeah, four catches last week on those?
Yeah, four catches.
Yeah.
Take away those two touchdowns, and his points drop by about 75%.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good for Allen Hurns. I mean, now, if Marquise Lee doesn't play this week, then maybe his value is a little bit more worth it, but $5,100 is not where he's going to be at, even without Marquise Lee in the lineup.
Best buy tight ends, I got a few of them here. Dwayne Allen on Monday night, you know I love that matchup for $4,100.
Yes.
Jason Witten, it's a PPR league, people, $3,800 versus Titans. I know he didn't play that well against the 49ers, but I'm expecting the Cowboys to bounce back against Tennessee this weekend. And then Charles Clay versus the Buffalo Bills for $3,200. We like Charles Clay because, after all, Martellus Bennett, pretty good game against the Bills in week one.
Yeah, Martellus Bennett looked great against the Bills in week one. Got in the end zone, 7 catches, 80 yards, I believe. So he put on a clinic for tight ends against the Bills. No Kiko Alonso. The tight ends are going to be doing a lot of good things against Buffalo this year, I think.
Absolute Steelers, Jermaine Gresham, especially since he cost $3,000 and Tyler Eifert's out of action. But my big risk, small price, is Niles Paul of the Jacksonville Jaguars. $3,100. He was, I think, second or third out of all tight ends in yards last week. And we don't expect Jordan Reed to play. So Niles Paul, not a bad option.
Not at all.
The overpriced tight ends, Martellus Bennett against the Niners, $5,600. Just way too much money for Martellus Bennett. If Marshall and Jeffrey don't play, I may have to swap him out. But for now, $5,600, way too much. John Carlson of the Cardinals taking on the Giants at $3,500. And then Anthony Fasano playing against the Broncos for $3,400. Just too rich for my blood.
Yeah, Martellus Bennett especially. I mean, he had a great week last week, but he's not a guy that's consistent like that. And even if Marshall and Jeffrey don't play, I think it makes it worse for him. He's going to be blanketed. He's the only receiving option.
If you have a question about Daily Fantasy and DraftKings and you want to know who to put in your lineup, give us a call, 855-728-7500. Email is webradio@patriots.com. Remember, you can get Daily Fantasy Football Strategy for free from us by going to ffchamps.com/Pats. That article we just did the whole segment on, that article is up on ffchamps.com. It's really focused on helping you win money from DraftKings. And for anyone out there that's in our contest this weekend, good luck, because we're really looking forward to it. And we got to take a quick break. We're going to jump into your phone calls and emails next. Stay tuned. More Fantasy Football Chance presented by DraftKings right here on Patriots.com Radio.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Week 2 of the NFL. We are helping you with your start and sit questions for your fantasy football rosters. We're going to jump right to the phone lines. We got Andre in New York City. He's been very patient. Andre, thanks for holding for so long, my man. What do you got for us?
Absolutely. What's up, folks? How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Awesome, awesome. So I got a question in terms of, I know you guys were just talking about Reggie Bush and his, pretty much his tough schedule he's got against Carolina. My options is, if I take out Reggie Bush, the only really options I have are either Mark Ingram or Terrence West. What do you guys think?
You know, that's not terrible options. Mark Ingram, I have him ranked 24. I have Terrence West a little bit lower. Is it a PPR league?
It is not. It's just standard.
Regular. I would put in Mark Ingram.
Okay. All right. And going over to my other question, I got a couple holes here. I have either, I could put either Tom Brady, Carson Palmer, or Tony Romo in.
Tom Brady, Carson Palmer, or Tony Romo. And what do you think about this one? This is a little tricky. I think Romo and Brady are about the same. Palmer, a little bit lower than them. You're leaning one way or the other?
I like Romo or Palmer ahead of Brady this week. I mean, Romo we have highest of the three as far as the rankings go, but he's one spot above Brady and three spots above Carson Palmer. So it really is a toss-up, but Tony Romo probably has the best matchup and the best chance to, you know, he's going to throw in the ball a lot more than any of these other players. So I think Tony Romo is probably your best bet this week.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
I go with Romo, too. Bounce back.
Romo?
Yeah.
Okay. And then my last question for the flex spot, which is the hardest one to decide from. I have either Justin Forsett tonight, Terrence West, Raj Streeter, Marquise Wheaton as well tonight, or Terrence Williams in my flex position.
Are you going to run through those again real quick?
Yep. So we got Justin Forsett tonight, Marcus Wheaton tonight, Terrence West, Rod Streeter, or Terrence Williams.
I'm going to go with Terrence West.
Yeah, Terrence West for sure.
Awesome. All right, that's pretty much it. That's all I have for you guys.
All right, Andre, best of luck to you this weekend. A lot of Terrence West questions already. I guess, you know, a lot of people, they pick them up and they want to use them right away. I understand that. But let's just keep in mind, unless you're really desperate, maybe you had Ben Tate, and that's why you're using Terrence West this week. I just want to make that point before we get, 50,000 Terrence West questions. Let's go to Nick in Boston's in a 10-team standard league. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great, man. What do you got for us today?
So I'm kind of thinking about a pretty bold play at wide receiver here. We've got a league where you've got one QB, three wide receivers, two running backs, tight end, and then a flex that can be either a running back or a wide receiver.
Sure.
But so one of the wide receivers I started as one of my three last week was Keenan Allen. Didn't do so hot, and now his matchup has got me even more worried this week. So
yes, it does.
I picked up Steve Smith off of waivers earlier this week, and I'm thinking about putting him in tonight. What do you guys think about that?
As your wide receiver three?
Yeah.
Listen, I know Steve Smith had a big game last weekend. Randall Cobb still had a decent day against the Seahawks. So did Jordy Nelson. Keenan Allen is Phillip Rivers' number one guy. I have a little bit of trouble starting Steve Smith over Keenan Allen. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, because my other wide receivers that are in the starting slots right now are DeSean Jackson, Vincent Jackson, and then my bench guys are Jared Boykin, Mike Evans, and there's Allen and Smith here. So.
Yeah, I'd still start Keenan Allen, to be honest with you.
All right, yeah, it's got me nervous because I don't want another 3 or 4 point, disappointment like last week. So.
And what do you think about that?
Well, the one positive you can take away from Keenan Allen this week is he's not going to be matched up against Richard Sherman. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks defense tends to stay on sides. They don't really follow players around as far as their cornerbacks go. Richard Sherman is going to be lined up on the opposite side of Keenan Allen most times. So I think you'll be all right if you play Keenan Allen. He's got the most upside of all those players. So I think Keenan Allen, you have to stay with him this week again.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm
all right, and then I guess one other thing is I've got a flex and I've got Fred Jackson in there right now. Out of all those wide receivers I listed, there's no one you'd put in at flex over him. Is that true?
Fred Jackson at flex, so it's coming down to Fred Jackson or Steve Smith. I'd go Fred Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
You got it, man. Best of luck to you. Phone lines are jumping off, 855-728-7500. We're going to Charlottesville where Josh is waiting. Hey, Josh.
What's happening, guys?
What's happening,
What's
man?
Up,
what do you
man?
Got for us?
I've got a few questions. I'm going to fire these off because I know you guys got a lot of folks to get to.
Okay.
Tight end, Olsen or Rudolph?
Rudolph.
Rudolph? All right, a tight end. My other 10-team standard, Ertz or Olsen?
Ertz.
Yeah, I like Ertz.
All right. And if Jeffrey doesn't start this week, I need to pick two receivers out of this group. Julian Edelman, Michael Crabtree, Golden Tate, and Michael Wheaton. Crabtree screwed me in the championship last year and again last week, so kind of have a hard time getting excited about Crabtree.
Josh, here's the problem, buddy. We're not going to know about Alshon Jeffrey.
Right.
You know, he's playing in that Sunday night game, as Anthony pointed out earlier. I know Anthony and I both like Golden Tate. We think Crabtree is good in the PPR, but obviously we want to see you start Alshon Jeffrey.
Your other option is you can have Golden Tate in there, and then you can have Crabtree, and if for some reason Tate or Jeffrey plays, take Crabtree out and put Jeffrey in. I mean, Golden Tate, he looked great last week. He's going to get a lot of passes thrown his way every single week.
Right. Awesome.
No, wait, how's he going to do that? Golden Tate's playing...
If he's got Tate in one spot and he's got Crabtree in the other, if Jeffrey plays, Crabtree and Jeffrey play each other Sunday night, so just...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Start Tate no matter what, and then decide between Crabtree and Jeffrey later on.
Yeah, that's what I would do, I think.
That's a good point, and I actually like that strategy. Good point.
Awesome. And I have a ton of receivers. Would you drop Roddy White to possibly pick up Forsett or West? Because I have, like, three running backs on my roster.
Well, now, I mean, how loaded are your receiver?
I mean, my receivers are Calvin Johnson, Dez Bryant, and Emmanuel Sanders. And I also got, like, Jeremy Macklin on the bench along with Roddy White.
You have a backup tight end, backup defense, backup kicker?
I do have a backup tight end. I really hate to drop, but no backup defense, no backup kicker, nothing like
that. Who's your tight end?
I got Kyle Rudolph and Greg Olsen.
So you'd be dropping Olsen to pick up West?
Yeah.
Anthony, you okay with that? Or do you want him to drop Roddy? Rowdy Roddy White.
Man. It's going to be hard to drop anybody, really, to pick up Terrence West. I mean, the one thing with Terrence West is when Ben Tate comes back, he's not going to be that top guy anymore. So you're taking a chance for a couple weeks dropping someone like Roddy White or Greg Olsen, who you can probably use all season.
How many running backs do you start?
Just two, but you can start one in your flex.
And who do you have?
I have Giovanni Bernard and Le'Veon Bell and Frank Gore on my bench.
You know what? I don't think you need Terrence West.
Yeah, that's three strong running backs, I think.
Yeah.
Awesome. Appreciate it, gentlemen. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, good luck, Josh.
Good luck to you. Sticking with the phone lines, Ant, because people have been online. I hate keeping people online this long, but hey.
They're flying
in, man.
A lot
of strategy to get to, a lot of advice to give out. We're going to go to Matt in Chicago next. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. I got a couple questions. The first one is I need a wide receiver. I have Kaepernick playing against Chicago. I need either Crabtree, Mike Wallace, or Keenan Allen. I don't really like Keenan Allen's matchup.
Is it a PPR league?
Non-PPR.
All right, so we have Crabtree ranked 24th, Keenan Allen ranked 25th, and Mike Wallace ranked...
21.
21.
Yeah.
I guess that answer is easy. Go with Mike Wallace.
May not be 100%.
What's that?
I just read that Mike Wallace had a hamstring, so he might not be 100%.
Neither is Michael Crabtree, and Keenan Allen's playing against Seattle.
Right.
Yep. All right, Matt, go with Mike Wallace, all right?
All right. Can I get one more?
Yeah, but you got to, you know, look alive. We're on live radio.
Defense. It's Cincinnati or Carolina. I'm meaning Carolina.
Cincinnati or Carolina? Listen, the Bears, the Lions have a good offense. If you have the option to go.
They're on the road.
Who's on the road?
The Lions.
Yeah, you said you have Carolina. They're at home.
Yeah, Carolina's defense at home.
Yeah, or Bengals at home against Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'd go Bengals.
Yeah,
and you agree with that?
Detroit's offense, I think, is a lot better than Atlanta's. I mean, Atlanta's got a good offense, but Detroit is, I think, on another level. So Cincinnati, probably your better play for the defense.
All right, what do you say we mix it up a little bit, jump into some emails here. Webradio@patriots.com. We also have Nick Morgan coming up. We're going to talk about more strategy for DraftKings this weekend. Nick's going to be going over the over and unders and some of the offensive blowouts or offensive explosions and defensive struggles that you'll want to target at DraftKings. But what do you say we jump into some emails? Let's switch it up here for a little bit. A lot of emails have been coming in. Anthony, do you have one locked and loaded?
Yeah, I got one up right here from our man TDD Frank. Emails in, got 12-team league, half-point PPR, and distance scoring. Two of the following running backs to start for him: Rashad Jennings, Mark Ingram, Ryan Matthews.
I'm going to go with Mark Ingram and Rashad Jennings.
Totally agree. Yeah, Ryan Matthews, going against Seattle, someone
Can't do it, won't do it.
I can't get on board with that. And, you know, he got in the end zone last week, but outside of that touchdown run, he had 19 yards on 11 carries. So, right. You know, he's another tough defense for him. So, welcome to the NFC West, Ryan Matthews.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's see, moving on. Matt in SoCal emailing in a 2-quarterback, 10-team standard league for his second quarterback, Jake Locker or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Ooh, this one's intriguing because that Dallas defense is just so bad.
Yeah.
That I'm almost tempted to go with them, even though the Texans are playing the Raiders. I'm going to tell them to go with Jake Locker.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you saw what Colin Kaepernick did, and he really didn't put much effort into it, looked like, last week. So
right.
Jake Locker played good against Kansas City last week. We knock him a lot, but he did have a couple good games strung together in a row last year before he got hurt. So Jake Locker looks like he should be the guy in your second quarterback slot right there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And also, Matt wants to know for flex, Joik Bell or Jeremy Hill?
Until I really see Jeremy Hill, and I just don't get lip service from the coach about how much he's going to give him the ball, until I really see it happening, I'm going to tell him to go, you know, to leave Hill on the bench.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they said they're going to work him in a little bit more, but, you know, he's got time to get to that point. So once Jeremy Hill gets more touches and a few more yards consistently, then it's probably a good thing to leave him on the bench for a few more weeks.
Right.
All right, another email. We got one in from Brandon right now. It says, hey, guys, appreciate all the help that you guys offer throughout the season. You guys advised me to start Ellington over Vereen on Tuesday, but now I have a dilemma at my flex between Shane Vereen and Kendall Wright.
Is it a PPR, full point?
Full point. FYI, PPR. 1 point PPR, yes. So we have full point PPR.
I like Shane Vereen in the PPR format. I love Kendall Wright because he's, you know, I feel like he's a reception machine for the Titans. But I like the fact that Vereen's going to catch passes out of the backfield. He's also going to have a lot of rushing attempts. So go with Vereen.
Yeah, Vereen looks like he's going to be the number one running back as far as rushing, too, in New England as of now. So we'll go with that. Let's get to another one from Leon here. Should I start Joik Bell or Shane Vereen this week? Shane Vereen, I mean, I just talked about Shane Vereen definitely has a nicer matchup over Joik Bell, so Shane Vereen there.
Agree.
Also, DeAndre Hopkins or Brian Quick over Keenan Allen this week?
No, I can't. I mean, I'm not going with Quick.
No, definitely.
You got to pump your brakes a little bit on that. DeAndre Hopkins? I'm not...
He had the one long touchdown last week, and that's something you can't count on. I mean, when you see long touchdowns, it's great. It looks good in the score sheet, and if you play him, you feel great. But long touchdowns are the hardest things to predict. You're looking for consistency.
Listen, Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb didn't have that bad of games against Seattle.
No, they really didn't. No.
Right? No. I mean, I'm going to stick with Keenan Allen here. I mean, let's be honest here. The kid's a talent.
Agreed. Yeah, you can't panic on him yet. Moving on. We got one from Tony coming in. Is there redundancy among Tompkins, Amendola, LaFell, and Edelman? All appear to be possession receivers. Only Edelman appears to be able to gain yards after the catch.
Is that a question or a statement?
Is there any sort of redundancy between those the receivers on the Patriots?
Edelman's the guy to have in terms of the Patriots receiving core.
Definitely.
If you're in a PPR league, he's going to get 8 for 80 or more than that every week. He's the guy to have.
Definitely. All right, you want to take a couple more? Let's do we got Big Shooter in the house.
Big Shooter in the house.
In the house, coming from the Valley of the Sun.
Where is that? Arizona?
I believe so. Huh. I'm not too good with nicknames of states, so I don't want to jump into that. It's not math. But
okay.
I figured I need to send this off early as the last readership, and questions never made it to the top of the list. I hope to be heard on the rush hour. I have a quarterback and a tight end dilemma this week, looking for some advice. 12-team league, non-PPR, one quarterback, one tight end.
Big Shooter always comes in hard with the nicknames, so we got to make sure that we read them. He spends a lot of time on them.
All right, so quarterback options. Jay can't go a game without throwing an interception Cutler versus the Niners defense, or overhead Cam Shaft Newton taking on the Lions. Who do I start at quarterback?
Cutler.
Yeah, Jay Cutler, definitely. You can't trust Cam Newton against the Lions coming back on his first game. You don't know what he's going to get, what he's going to give you. Also, should I grab Jake Locker or Tannehill from the waiver wire and start them?
No.
And
now,
also,
now you're reaching.
My tight end, what does Martellus Bennett look like? A little Pulp Fiction reference there. Love it.
I like that.
Should I roll with Bennett or grab Delaney tennis balls on my walker?
That's great, too, man.
from the waiver wire and plug him into the starting lineup.
I'd stick with Bennett.
Yeah, you got to stick with Bennett this week. Delanie Walker, no. Thanks, guys. When Old Man Winter finally shows up, you need a warm place to do the show. Got the perfect place by the pool. Head on out.
Yeah, I think Valley is... Kevin, are you with us right now? You're live?
Of course I am.
Is Valley of the Sun, is that Arizona?
That is Arizona.
I mean, listen, the Super Bowl's there. I might have to crash this place.
Yeah, why not?
I love going to the Super Bowl, man.
I've never been there, but you know what? Life moves on. It's okay.
Think about having my bachelor party out in Arizona this year during Super Bowl week.
I think that would be the greatest bachelor party of all time. So I don't even know why you're thinking out loud. You should just say yes. That's what I'm doing.
Getting married in March.
There you go.
Super Bowl's in February.
It's perfect timing.
I just hate to put my friends out and make them spend, like, I mean, I'll probably get a good hotel rate because media, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, either way, you're going to enjoy the game. So, hey, if they don't want to come, they don't want to come. Whatever. Life moves on. You get to see a great game, hopefully. A
couple more phone calls to bang out here. Let's go to Tim in St. Louis, and is in the 12-team PPR league. Hey, Tim.
Hey, you can invite me. I'll come.
Tim, my man. You're more than welcome to join me. I'll be sure to make my bachelor party public. Chances are it's just going to be in Atlantic City because that's what we just do around here, but we'll see what happens.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I need help in flex spot this week. I was able to get Justin Forsett off of the waiver. I'm already starting Ellington and George Bell at running back and receivers. I have Green, Marshall, and Allen. My flex, would you start Forsett over Julian Edelman?
I'm sorry. You said it was a PPR league, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Edelman. Let's see Forsett. First of all, Anthony, I don't know if you agree with me, but I hate the Thursday night game for fantasy.
Yeah,
it just never seems to work out.
Yeah, not a lot of points usually go up on the board on a Thursday night.
Let's just see what happens with Forsett. I think it's more of a long-term play than just to throw him in there week one, Thursday night against the Steelers, not in love with the situation tonight. I think it's more of a long-term situation with Forsett and Bernard Pierce, knowing that Ray Rice is never going to play again for the Ravens in 2014 at least.
Right.
So I would bench Forsett. Use your guy Edelman, use Pat's favorite, Patriots' favorite receiver, Julian Edelman, this weekend. PPR league, you can't go wrong.
Right on. Thanks, guys, and have a good week.
All right, Tim, best of luck to
good
you.
Luck,
I'll send you that bachelor party invite. A couple more callers to get to. Harley in North Carolina. What's up, Harley?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Going great. What do you got for us?
All right, man, I got a quarterback dilemma, and I got a flex position dilemma. My dilemma is I got Phillip Rivers, but he's playing Seattle, and I'm wanting to start Joe Flacco over him tonight. You think that's a good idea?
What do you think, Ant? Rivers or Flacco?
Man, I'm still going to stick with Rivers in that situation. Joe Flacco just doesn't do much for me ever, even no matter what his matchup is, really. So Phillip Rivers has more talent. He's got a better situation. I mean, I know Seattle's tough, but I think I got to stick with Phillip Rivers this week.
Harley, I don't really like making this suggestion because it's only for 1 week. But is anyone out there like Carson Palmer, Ryan Tannehill, Alex Smith?
No, I offered a trade for Alex Smith last week, but I turned it down.
Carson Palmer's not there either?
No, I think the next best available quarterback on the waiver wire is probably Ben Roethlisberger.
See, I would stick with Rivers, like Anthony said.
All right. And then in the flex, I was going to do Mike Wallace, but I started Zach Stacy in the flex last week. He didn't do nothing for me. Do you think Kay Wright's a good matchup against Dallas?
Kendall Wright, PPR league?
It's standard.
Standard league.
Runbacks get a point for every 10 yards.
Kendall Wright or Zach Stacy? I'm going to lean toward the running back here in a non-PPR.
Yeah. Would you say you have Mike Wallace too?
Yeah, I have Mike Wallace.
Oh, you do? I thought you said Wright. I'm sorry.
I have Wright, Mike Wallace, and Zach Stacy.
Man, running backs are always nice, but in a non-PPR. But Zach Stacy looked real bad last week against a Minnesota defense that I don't think is as strong as Tampa Bay. So,
right.
I think Mike Wallace might be the play this week for you at the flex spot.
All right.
Yeah.
And then
I can concur with that. I concur.
I concur.
Why did I concur? I concur.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem, Harley. If what movie is that from? Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can. Yeah. Great flick.
Yeah. Leo. Another Leo great. Avi in Miami is our next caller. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hey, Avi. Avi, where are you at? Is he there? Hello? Going once? Going twice?
Hey, I got you.
Oh, hey. Hey now. Okay, Kevin, hit him with it. Hit him with it, Kev.
No excuses.
No excuses. You're lucky we like you, Avi. What do you got?
The rain down here. It's crazy.
The rain? We don't care about your rain. You're living in Miami. You expect us to feel sorry for you?
Let me tell you something. People down here don't know how to drive in the rain. And the crazy thing is they're usually from Jersey, so I don't understand what's going on here, you know? Bunch of... Oh, I'm going to get grilled again on the radio, right, for saying that.
Listen. Are you driving and talking and trying to get fantasy advice all at the same time?
No, I got you guys on wireless.
All right. As long as you're being safe.
No, two hands on the wheel, baby.
All right. So what do you got for us today?
I don't know. I forgot. Oh, here we go. So I have a couple questions, quarterback questions, and I'll be quick. Here we go. Romo or RG3?
RG3. Romo.
Romo. Okay. FS. Chance says RG3. I like Romo.
No, it doesn't. I'm looking at my rankings right now.
No, if you go to in my past questions, they said I got RG3, man. No, not the list, but when I submitted a question, they told me RG3 over Romo.
What are you talking about right now?
ESPN head-to-head standard PPR. I mean standard. My bad. I submitted a question online maybe like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
What my lineup should be, and I got RG3 over Romo. I thought Romo too.
When did you did not ask that? What's your last name?
Bernaza. I should have said that online. I mean, on the radio, but whatever.
That's fine. No one's gonna care.
Look it up, man. Bernaza.
All right, anyway, I'm telling you Romo right now. I'll look it up later.
I trust you, man. I believe you, Bill. Monster, what's up?
What's going on, Avi?
One more question. So listen, my heart wants to think that Tommy Brady is going to score 6 touchdowns, maybe 9 touchdowns, but I think I'm going to go over. I think I have to go with Wilson, right?
Wilson or Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to go with Wilson, too.
Damn, Brady. All right, man. That's about it. I got to drive. I'll talk to you guys.
All right. Later, Avi.
Safety first.
I like how he hangs up with us. He's like, all right, guys, that's it. I'm done.
I got enough
of you.
I'm fine.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. You answer my questions. I'll see you tomorrow.
Avi, he's great.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Our good friend Nick Morgan is going to join us in the next segment to talk about some of the overs and unders this weekend and how to take advantage of them and apply this strategy to daily fantasy football at DraftKings and as well as your traditional fantasy football leagues. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. More coming up right after this.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the whole entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We are joined by our special guest, Nick Morgan. He's joining us today to talk about his segment or his article on FFChamps.com, which is defensive struggles and offensive, what is it, Nick? Offensive shootouts, correct?
No, yeah, offensive shootouts and defensive struggles.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a great article because what you're doing, basically, is you're looking at the wise guys in Vegas. You're saying, all right, they have these games as the overs, these games as the unders. Which games are better for fantasy? Obviously, the games with high overs, a lot of scoring. Those are the games that we like in fantasy, especially in daily fantasy, because it applies really to the guys that you can pick up anytime. You can pick them up any week, is what I'm trying to say, based on their matchups.
Yep, exactly. And that's what you're really looking for in the daily fantasy. That's what makes it so much fun and so, you know, a good way to make some money.
Anthony, before you were saying that the Monday night game, is that the biggest over of the week?
I believe so.
Yeah, 53.5 as of Tuesday. I don't know if it's gone up since then, but that's a lot of points.
And Anthony, what did you say before the Broncos and the Colts were last week?
54 points or 55 points last week, I believe they put up combined.
Yeah, and yep. Now the Eagles and the Colts, 53.5. I mean, I just love that Monday night matchup. And Nick, why did you... Well, who are some of the players that we're targeting in this matchup? Because 53.5 points, I think it's the biggest over of the week.
Yeah, I love Demaryius Thomas in this. He's going out at $7,000. Weak Kansas City defense gave up 266 yards in passing and two TDs to Locker. Peyton should be throwing it all over the place. And Thomas had 11 targets last week. He only had 4 catches. And Peyton is known for, you know, when his guy doesn't have such a great game, next game he's gonna be force feeding it to him, and I can just see Thomas running all over the place in that Kansas City secondary.
Well, that game is 51 points, Kansas City and the Broncos. That's 51.
Right.
The Monday night game with the Eagles and the Colts is 53.5. Who do you like in that game?
Darren Sproles.
You like Sproles, huh?
Yeah, he's $5,100. I'm perfect flex or running back too, so he can stock up on a stud somewhere else. And he's not just a passing down back in that Philly offense. He had 11 carries for 71 yards last week and a touchdown with 4 catches on 6 targets. At 5,100, you know, 15 to 20 points for your flex position is just great. I mean, of course, there's all the other studs. I mean, McCoy, you know, everyone's going to, and I also like either Dwayne Allen or Colby Fleener on Indianapolis. You know, Andrew, you know, everybody is good, but I think if you want to target one guy for a nice price, it's Darren Sproles.
Anthony, what did you think of Sproles' performance first time we saw him in an Eagles uniform?
I'll tell you what, man, he looked good. He got worked in there nice. That long touchdown run, that really seemed like that's what got the Eagles back in the game. It got the crowd going, got the team rejuvenated, and, you know, looked good in a special teams capacity. I mean, he looked good all over the field. The dude is fast. I mean, he's so quick. Little guy, he just ducks in and out. I love watching Darren Sproles play.
And, Nick, go on, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, they're putting him in with Shady. So that, you know, the defense has got to, you know, who are they gonna key on? I mean, I think it's a great situation.
Nick, I just want to highlight some of the picks that you made last week. They really came through in a big, big way, and you talked about them in this version of the article for week one. Brandon Cooks was at $4,500. He scored 22.5 points. Matt Ryan was $7,900. He scored 34 points. Andrew Luck at $8,300. 31 points. Julius Thomas, biggest day of all, 38 points for $5,800. You really nailed a lot of big-time picks that helped a lot of people make some money playing at DraftKings. So who are the people that we should be avoiding this week? Who are some of the players that are on those negatively impacted, the teams that aren't expected to score a lot of points?
You've got St. Louis and Tampa with an over-under 37 and Houston and Oakland with 39. You actually mentioned him already on the show, Zach Stacy. I do not like him in this at all. He only had 6 points last week. Tampa Bay held Carolina at 3.4 yards per carry. And at $5,500, there's a lot of better options out there. Sproles,
yeah.
Pierre Thomas, Knowshon Moreno, Alf. I think Zach Stacy, I think we got to wait on him and see how he's going to do in this offense without Bradford before we take a flyer on him.
And then what's the second game with a pretty low over-under?
Oakland and Houston. Just avoid Oakland at all costs. Don't be sucked in on the $3,600 on MJD. On Houston's side, Foster, Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, they all put up good yardage numbers.
Right.
Even against Washington, they only had one offensive touchdown. So, you know, again, it's really a question of not are they a good ball player this week, but it's just price for production.
Right, and I hear what you're saying.
Now, the one thing that's interesting about that game, though, is there is a great play in that game, and I think it's the Houston defense at $3,500.
Hmm. Okay.
They scored 24 points last week against Washington. That was the 13th highest point total among every player on DraftKings.
Wow.
I mean, they were tied with a couple of people. But, I mean, Matt Forte only had 25 points, 24.9, and he's $8,000. So
If
you can afford a little bit more for defense this week, take a look at Houston against Oakland. They could rack it up again.
You know, that brings, Nick, you really bring up a great point with the defense, because I was looking at some of the teams, some of the entries that won the big contest over at DraftKings. And by the way, you can always get free advice, ffchamp.com/pats. We're really focusing on helping people win money playing daily fantasy football. One of the things I was looking at with a lot of these teams that won some big money last week, I think I was in a tournament, a guy won $100,000 for finishing in first. And
he didn't have four, did he?
What's that?
He didn't have Gore, did he?
No, but he had the Vikings defense. The point I'm trying to make is defenses matter. You have the pleasure, you have the opportunity to pick anyone you want. So defenses matter in this. I think you made a great point by saying the Texans are a really good play. I happen to like the Arizona Cardinals because I think they'll really get after Eli Manning and get a lot of sacks and force a lot of turnovers. But the Texans is another good one. Don't sleep on the defenses. They matter when it comes to daily fantasy.
Yeah, one thing I'm doing is instead of taking Dwayne Allen, I'm taking Colby Fleener, who's $1,100 less.
Yeah.
And putting that money, instead of taking the Jaguars at $2,500, taking Houston at $3,500.
Okay. All right. Nice.
So, you know, I mean, Fleener had a ton of targets. He just didn't catch the ball.
Right.
But, listen, also, just if I have a vote, I go Arizona in the Super Bowl.
What's
for
that?
Your bachelor.
For my bachelor party.
Super
Bowl
for your bachelor party.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's actually my fiance's birthday today, so I have to take her out.
Happy birthday.
I'm going to be missing the Sunday night game, or the Thursday night game a little bit. I don't think I'll be able to convince her that we have to go to a restaurant that has a TV in it. I don't think that's happening.
But this is class, like a TV at a restaurant.
That's not in the cards for tonight. Probably going to miss the first half of Big Ben versus Joe Flacco. Home. All right, Nick, listen, we appreciate all the hard work you're doing. You did a great job with this article. Again, it is called Daily Fantasy Football Week 2, Shootouts and Defensive Struggles. You can read it right now at ffchamps.com. We highlighted most of it here. Again, ffchamps.com/Pats. That'll get you the free membership to FF Champs. And we're always helping people win real cash, real money at DraftKings. Nick, thanks for joining us, and best of luck to you.
All right, good luck
this weekend.
Have a good one. Have a good weekend.
Take it easy, Nick.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. Web radio at patriots.com. We're going to dedicate the rest of this segment to taking your phone calls, taking your emails. So light up those phone lines, send in your emails. We got Dan in New Jersey. He's in a 12-team PPR league. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Appreciate the patience of waiting on the phone for so long.
Yeah, definitely not a problem there. I just got a whole bunch of questions. I'll try and make them quick and just get your advice. But this first one's going to be in a non-PPR league. It's basically a touchdown league.
Okay.
And I got a wide receiver I'm just trying to figure out here with Hawkins or Watkins this week.
Andrew Hawkins or DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah. So I'm looking at Andrew Hawkins from Cleveland, the kid that got all the balls last week, and Sammy Watkins.
Sammy Watkins.
You know, I'm not too sure about him yet.
And you said this one's a non-PPR.
Yeah, touchdown league, and you get a point every 25 yards or something like that.
Go with Watkins. I don't think Hawkins. Hawkins isn't a big red zone guy. Go with Watkins.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Okay, that's the way I went with that.
Anthony, you don't disagree, do you?
Not at all, no.
Okay, great. Same league. I got a choice here. I'm trying to figure out which one I should get to keep to go ahead and have for a backup later on in the season here. But I got a choice on getting Starks, Cunningham, or somebody just dropped Steven Jackson. So I was kind of wondering about him, too. I know that he's injury-prone, but just trying to get an idea here on them three, which one I should get and stash for looks like it's going to be like week 9.
I think you got a lot of time before you find your bye week replacements for week 9. A lot can happen in between then.
So you think I should grab one of them and just sell them or no?
Who are you dropping?
I'm not dropping anybody. I have Benny Cunningham on my bench right now. So, and somebody just dropped Steven Jackson, and Starks is still out there. So I wasn't too sure between Starks and Jackson if I should pick one of them up over Cunningham for the time being.
I mean, do you have Zach Stacy?
No, I do not.
All right, you can drop Cunningham for, I guess, Steven Jackson.
Yeah, okay. That's what I wanted to, hear from you. I was hoping so anyway. At least we got a starter there.
Yeah.
All right, going through a PPR league real quick on the tight ends. That kid Allen from Indianapolis and that the other kid from Atlanta, Tolio or something?
Levine Toliolo or...
Or Allen. I got both of them. I was just wondering on which one you think is going to pan out better this week.
Dwayne.
And that is a PPR.
Dwayne Allen?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Dwayne Allen.
Definitely.
Really?
Dwayne
okay.
Yeah, that's not even close. You're talking about the Colts tight end, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even close.
Okay. Well, I know the other guy on there gets a lot more looks than he does, is what I was reading anyway.
Fleener?
Yeah, Fleener.
Listen, I don't know why people. I don't understand why Andrew Luck targets him so much. He can't catch. Listen, I know they went to school together, and that's cute and everything, that they're Stanford buddies, but the guy can't catch.
Shoot, I like it, I like it. Two more questions on the PPR, if you can, please.
How about one more question? We got a lot to get through here, Dan. What do you got for us? One more.
Cooks and I got Cruz. Which one?
Cooks.
This week.
Brandon Cooks or Victor Cruz?
Correct.
We'll go with Cooks.
All right, great. And last but not least, the defense is.
I told him only one more.
What?
Didn't I?
That's it. That's it.
I mean, listen, he asked six questions. I can't get to his defense, too. We got people on hold, emails to get to here. That's Dan, I appreciate it. But you got to hit us up on Twitter. I can only get to so much per person here. Next is Jag in New Jersey. What's up, Jag?
Hey, guys. I got a couple of PPR questions. I need two flex and two wide receivers.
Jag, you're not really in New Jersey. Aren't you in Connecticut?
I'm in Connecticut, yeah.
Oh. All right. Kevin has your location wrong.
I had a bad week last week, but this week I think that's the reason I'm asking more questions on the lineups. So I just wanted to get through quickly here. Two flex and two wide receivers.
All right.
I need. I have on the running backs are Frank Gore, Carlos Hyde, Justin Forsett, Danny Woodhead, and Darren Sproles.
Gore and Sproles,
okay. And then on the wide receivers, I have Keenan Allen, Victor Cruz, Emmanuel Sanders, Terrence Williams. I need two of those.
Sanders and Allen, unless Anthony disagrees and thinks you should put in Cruz.
No, Allen and Sanders was my first thought there.
Okay. And the next league I have is I need one flex. I have Gore, Sproles, Ahmed Bradshaw, Mike Wallace, Terrence Williams. Marcus Wheaton.
PPR?
PPR.
Sproles.
Definitely Sproles.
Okay, one more league. I need two flex. Jack Stacy, Rashad Jennings, Danny Woodhead, Fred Jackson, Justin Forsett, Terrence Williams.
You got to read them again.
Jack Stacy, Jennings, Woodhead, Fred Jackson, Forsett, and Terrence Williams.
Fred Jackson and... I don't know. Terrence Williams or Rashad Jennings?
Yeah, I like Rashad Jennings there.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last question. I need one RB and two flex PPR. Eddie Lacy, Reggie Bush, Forsett, Woodhead.
Lacy, you know better than to ask me that question.
And then on the wide receivers, I have Decker, DeAndre Hopkins, Justin Hunter.
If you're going for upside, go with Justin Hunter. If you want consistency, go with Eric Decker.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Jack. Best of luck to you. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Now, listen, I know a lot of people are listening to us on the Patriots podcast, listening to us on the Patriots mobile app. That's great. We'll answer your questions, whether or not you're listening to us live or in 3 days from now and you're listening to us while you're at, grocery shopping or at the gym. Hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster, at Bill Enright. We'd be happy to settle your start and sit lineup disputes. So, what do you say we jump back into the emails? Because they're coming in hot and heavy, and we got a lot to get to.
We do got a lot to get to, so let's jump back into it.
Go ahead.
All right, so next up we got Mike. Mike emailing in. He says, hey guys, Mike from Ithaca. Couple sit star questions for you. 10-team PPR. One running back, one receiver, and one flex from these following players. Okay. Frank Gore, Andre Ellington, Cordarrelle Patterson, Roddy White, Kendall Wright.
Gore, CPAT, Ellington.
Gore, CPAT, Ellington. 10-team PPR. There you go, Mike.
There you go.
Quick and easy. That's what we like, man.
I like that one from Mike.
All right. Easy. Next up, we got Jim, Standard Scoring League. So, your FFCPI was pretty damn good outside of Dez Bryant, but that's not your fault. I can't pick between Russell Wilson and Tom Brady. Who are you feeling?
So I went and really made sure that I had the FFCPI. We do this thing every week, the FFCPI analysis, where we basically grade ourselves on our rankings from the previous week. And I looked at the week one FFCPI analysis, and I noticed a trend where Dez Bryant and Demaryius Thomas were my worst picks of week one. I can live with that, okay? I can live with the fact that they got less than 8 points each because I know 14 out of 16 weeks, they're going to have double-digit points. That was my worst. Those were my worst two picks, Demaryius Thomas and Dez Bryant. If you're going to call in and email in and harass me over those two picks, I'm going to laugh because they're top-end talents. So that's why I appreciate a guy like Jim who says, you know, outside of Dez Bryant, that's not your fault. Jim gets it. He knows Dez Bryant is a stud. He knows he's going to start him in week two no matter what. A guy like Jim gets it, and I appreciate people like Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Now, we back do. To his question. Go with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, definitely. Wholeheartedly agree. All right, next up, Todd in Jacksonville says, what's up, champs? Here, weekly lineup and trade question. PPR league with a flex position. Let's see. Starters, any changes to this starting lineup? Romo, Monte Ball, and Le'Veon Bell. Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb, Brandon Cooks in the flex, and Gronk in the tight end spot.
That sounds pretty good to me.
And, Golden Tate's on the bench, Joique Bell, Darren Sproles, Zach Ertz.
Yeah, that's all right.
I think what you got in there is
good. Wait, who was this? You got Gronk, right? Yeah, you got to leave in Gronk.
Yeah. Unless Gronk gets hurt, he's the guy. You can't take him out.
Right.
Also, I have Josh Gordon on an IR reserve spot in case he comes back this year. Do you think I should trade Terrence Williams or Golden Tate for Phillip Rivers to back up Romo or hold on tight for a while?
Just hold on tight. I like Golden Tate a lot.
Golden Tate, man. That guy is going to... He looked good in that first game. He's definitely going to get a lot of balls thrown his way this year. With Calvin... I mean, God, even Calvin Johnson, Jeez, that offense is just insane, just thinking about it. I don't even know what else to say about the Lions this year. Let's move on, though. Mike Perry, our buddy Perry. So, hey, Bill and Anthony, I'm in a 12-team full-point PPR keeper league. I have a current trade offer for Marshawn Lynch, second-round keeper, who's on my team. He's willing to give up either Dez Bryant or Julio Jones for Marshawn Lynch. My other running backs are Geo, Arian Foster, Bush, and Stephen Ridley. Also, I have Brandon Marshall. What do you think I should do? So he's saying he has Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
He can either get Dez Bryant or Julio Jones. Dez Bryant would be a third-round keeper. Julio Jones would be a first-round keeper.
What do you think there? That's tough.
I mean, in a keeper league, Dez Bryant in a third round. In a PPR league?
Yeah, you can't pass that up.
You really can't. And he already has Gio Bernard, Arian Foster, and Reggie Bush.
Right.
And Stephen Ridley. So he's got a pretty solid squad of running backs there. I mean, yeah, Dez Bryant for a third-rounder is... great value, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, better than I like Dez in the third more than Julio in the first.
Yeah, oh my God, definitely.
Right. Yeah. I think you go there. I think you do it.
All right. There you go. Take Dez in the third round for the third round pick. Get rid of Marshawn. No big deal. All right, moving on. We got another Jim. Well, I think it's another Jim. Hey, guys, figured you're talking daily fantasy, so I had a question. I'm in my second week here using the DraftKings advice you guys have.
Okay.
Just wanted to know what your thought is of this setup. I use a combination of your value picks and high-low scoring, and then got some of the cheapest defense I could to stack up on potential studs, anything you move around. So basically, DraftKings lineup, he's looking to get a little advice on. He's got Romo, Geo, Alfred Morris, Brandon Cooks, Jordy Nelson, Demaryius, Jermaine Gresham, Marshawn Lynch, and the Jaguars defense.
Love this team. Love the fact that he has three studs, three guys I consider studs, four actually.
Yeah.
Geo Lynch, Demaryius Thomas, and Jordy Nelson.
Yep.
All right? And then he filled in guys that I think could have a big impact, and they didn't cost a lot. Alfred Morris, Brandon Cooks, Jermaine Gresham. My only problem is the Jaguars defense, but I'm guessing... that because he's using all these other studs at the positions, he didn't really have a lot of money left over, so he plugged in the Jaguars defense. Who they might get a couple sacks on him, Griffin. They might pick him off a few times, so I'm okay with that. I like the team. I don't see anyone from the Colts or the Eagles. I don't want him to change his whole squad, but if he had someone going on that Monday night game, I like to have some juice going on the Monday night game. Something, you know, just to root for at the end.
Yeah, especially if it's not your team and ends up being a not-so-great game. If you got someone playing in there, it makes it a little bit more exciting for you. But
I do like this team a lot.
I do, too, yeah. I mean, and the Jags defense, like you said, I mean, RG3 did not look that solid last week. And the Jaguars defense isn't horrific. I mean, the second half, it looked pretty bad. But they got gas with that Chip Kelly offense. So I think they'll be a little bit better going up in Washington against the Redskins.
Yeah, exactly. You know it.
Definitely. All right. Next up, we got James from Atlanta emailing in. He says, what's going on, FF Champs? I just want everyone to stop freaking out. Following the commandments and start your studs.
Don't panic, James.
We say it. Don't panic. I also have two starter sit questions, but maybe a little contradicting. We got to start three of the following. Julio Jones, which he says, yes, I know I have to start him. So we'll take Julio out of the equation. So two of these guys. Mike Wallace, Vincent Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, and Cordarrell Patterson.
First of all, those receivers are nasty.
Definitely.
I have to go with CPAT.
Yeah, CPAT has to be in there. He can do it running. He can do it returning. He can do it catching. He does everything. You can't take him out of that lineup.
Normally, I would say Alshon Jeffrey.
Definitely.
But he's hurt, and we don't know if he's going to play because he's on Sunday night. So what I think needs to happen is he needs to ask again on Sunday morning. He's an FF Champs member, so he'll be able to get in contact with me. We'll see if Jeffrey practices on Friday. Maybe he'll do some light workout on Saturday or whatever the Bears do with their routine. And then I'll know more. But if Jeffrey's not playing, which I'm going to assume that he's not, I'm going to go with Vincent Jackson.
Yeah, Vincent Jackson has a very juicy matchup there with St. Louis coming in. And they lost Chris Long for, you know, half the season now going on that IR designated to return. And if they can't get a pass rush going, those receivers in Tampa Bay are going to go all over the secondary in St. Louis.
I think it's time for a quick break. And then this way we can come back, more emails, more phone calls, more fantasy football strategy for week two. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more.
Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the whole entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Go. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. We got a great contest in action for week two. Kev, did you get in on the contest?
I don't think I have.
Oh. Well, it's too late now. It's closed.
Okay, that's okay. What about next week?
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to run one next week, but I hope someone. I won't be upset if someone beats me.
Am I allowed to enter contests?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I didn't know that as an employee.
Why not? Oh, as a Patriots employee?
Yeah, I feel like that would be faux pas.
Really?
Why? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to protect myself.
Because
I'm a natural born winner, and I just don't want to go taking everyone's money.
Are you allowed to...
All I do is win, win.
Are you allowed to have a fantasy football league at the...
We have a fantasy football league.
Yeah, you'd be allowed to do this then. It's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from, though. But no, you're fine. Anyway, I'm excited for the contest. Hopefully people can call in next week and talk some trash to me. I'm all right with that.
That's what we want to hear. We want to hear people calling in saying they're better than us. That's half the fun, you know
that's
what I mean?
I like that.
Speaking of something of the gambling persuasion, Big Shooter sent another email in real quick, and he said, any word on the FF slots this year? He needs to spin some FF slots. He's missing it.
Yeah, we have a new game coming out in a few weeks. I'm very excited about it. It's going to be similar to FF slots, better prizes. And it's going to be applied to all sports. Only thing I'm willing to talk about right now.
All right.
But it may... I really don't want to get into it, actually, too much. But okay. We'll have a new game in a couple weeks.
All right. There you go.
I don't want to reveal too many details that are going on behind the scenes, because there's really some exciting news that I'd be dying to talk about, but I just can't talk about it yet.
Stay tuned, Big Shooter. Coming at you. You're going to have something more fun.
You know, well, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I was going to say, you're going to have a little more fun with the new game coming out, sounds like.
Yes, yes.
That's all we can ask for.
All right, what do you say we jump back into some emails? Webradio@patriots.com. Again, closing down, about 20 minutes left in the show. We're going to get to as many emails as possible. You can always hit us up on Twitter for lineup advice at FFChamps. I am at Bill Enright. Anthony's at the PPR Monster. Get Kevin involved. Kevin's at Pat's Radio underscore Kev. Kev, people hit you up for fantasy advice?
Yeah, I've actually had people call up during other shows and ask me for fantasy advice when
Come
you guys
on.
Are on the air.
That is great.
It's kind of funny.
What do you say to them?
I try to answer it the best I can, but I mean, I tell them to call back between 4 and 6 Tuesday and Thursday for the real experts.
How are you? Do you have any lineup questions that we really have?
Can I save that for the end?
Yeah, let's save it for the end.
I got maybe like 2 minutes worth, maybe probably less.
2 minutes? Sound like some of our callers today.
It's the cost of doing business, Bill.
It's the cost of doing business with the boss. That's right. All right, what do you say we jump back into the emails? This way we can give Kevin as much time as possible.
Think about it, Kevin. We'll get back to you in a few minutes, all right? All right, man. I got one open up right now. Diego in D.C. says, hey, guys, 10-team PPR league, 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, 1 flex. I'm starting Calvin Johnson and Dez Bryant, but I need 2 running backs and 1 flex out of the following. Doug Martin, Reggie Bush, No. Sean Moreno, Terrence West, Danny Woodhead, Percy Harvin, and T.Y. Hilton.
Wow. Oh, wow, that's...
So a 2 running backs out of there and 1 flex. I mean, yeah, I'm thinking Percy Harvin in the flex.
I think you're right.
I mean, what he did last week, if he stays healthy, he's Cordarrelle Patterson, basically.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, Percy Harvin in your flex might be your best bet. But 2 running backs, Doug Martin, Reggie Bush, No. Sean, Terrence West, and Danny Woodhead.
I'm gonna go Doug Martin and No. Sean, actually.
Yeah, No. Sean, I mean... I like No. Sean a lot this week. Look what Matt Forte did last week against Buffalo. Didn't get in the end zone, but he had 80 yards rushing and 8 catches for another 80 yards. So in a PPR league, Buffalo is going to be giving up a lot of points. And No. Sean, 134 on a yard and a touchdown. So
yeah,
definitely looks good.
Y'all can't deny it. He is a rider.
Might be a rider. Yeah, riding into the McDonald's, getting fat, apparently. Ah, well, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Supersize it. No, Sean, supersize it, buddy.
There you go.
Next up, we got Will. Who should I start in my 3 leagues? Non-PPR. First league, non-PPR. Wide receiver 2 and a flex out of the following. Mike Wallace, Mike Crabtree, DeAndre Hopkins, and Pierre Garçon, if he happens to get him off of waivers.
Garçon's on waivers?
Apparently. I mean, if you get Garçon off of waivers, you're starting him every week, pretty much.
What's the subject of the email? I can't find this one.
There's no subject in it. It's just a full word from Will.
Hmm.
I think it's near the top.
Okay, I find it. I found it.
I find it.
I find
it. I know
it.
Words.
Yes, I speak. I guess Garçon. I mean, even if it's a non-PPR, I still like Garçon a lot, and then I'd probably go Mike Wallace.
Yeah, and Mike Wallace this week. I mean, he had a good week last week. If him and Ryan Tannehill can keep it going down there in Miami, he's going to have a big year, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, so what about this next team he's got? Team 2, a PPR league, 1 spot for a flex. Riley Coop, Bernard Pierce. And finally, Team 3, another PPR league.
Do you agree with that? You were kind of silent on that one. I don't know if you agree. Riley Cooper, Monday night, expecting a lot of points. Bernard Pierce, Thursday night, defensive battle. Might have to change my opinion on that.
I mean, Riley Cooper's in a game that's going to be scoring more points, but I am not a Riley Cooper guy. I mean, I never was. He had a good year last year, but I think that was kind of fluky, personally. I don't think he's going to do the same thing this year that he did last year.
Yeah, I guess.
Not a Riley Cooper game. I'm not a hater, but I'm not a lover of Riley Cooper either. So it's kind of a toss-up. I mean, I guess I lean towards Riley Cooper this week just because of the matchup he has.
Right. I'm fine with that.
So
let's avoid Thursday night if at all possible.
That's a coin flip, really. Heads or tails, call it in the air. Whatever you want to do. But Riley
heads.
Cooper. There you go. Riley Cooper, heads. Done. Team 3 PPR, 1 flex, Victor Cruz, Dwayne Bowe, Lamar Miller, or Bernard Pierce once again?
Oh, boy. In a PPR league, I'm going to go Cruz. I really don't like any of those options, though.
Yeah, Dwayne Bowe, man, that guy's just a disappointment 1 year after another.
He certainly is.
I mean, Victor Cruz, yeah, they got a tough matchup, but they're going to be throwing the ball to him a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
So, all right, back to it then. Let's see. I need guidance from the truth. Guidance from the truth coming. All right, so James, he needs some guidance from us. He says, hey, guys, love the show. Lost in one of my leagues but won the other four. So I got to – but it's only one game. So I'm a 12-team.
It's only one league. You won the other four leagues.
Yeah, 4-1 is not a bad start, man. I'm in a 12-team league standard non-PPR. Who would you use as a quarterback, Tony Romo or Robert Griffin?
Romo.
Romo, yeah, I went over this a little bit earlier. If Eddie Lacy doesn't start...
He will, don't worry about it.
Eddie Lacy's good. And in my flex, wide receiver Crabtree, Mark Ingram, Bernard Pierce, or Cordarrell Patterson? We already know.
C-Pat.
C-Pat, definitely. And you have any input on a defensive pickup, Bill? Buffalo, Miami, Green Bay, Baltimore, Detroit, Tennessee, Minnesota, Jaguars, Buffalo. Or the Saints?
Buffalo.
I'm like Buffalo against Miami this week.
Yeah. Buffalo's D's legit, man.
It is, man. And you know what? I was really sad to see Kiko go down in that preseason. That guy was something special last year. They would have had a real nice defense, and they would have been in a lot more games, I think, this year if they would have had that defense solid. But, you know, 1-0. It can't hurt anything.
Yep.
All right, next up, we got another Dan. Dan says, hey, guys, this is the man formerly known as Higgins and Hopkinton.
Oh, Higgins. What happened to him?
He's back. Dan Higgins is back.
Dan Higgins is back.
He moved to Seattle this month, though, so now it's Higgins in Seattle.
Come on. That's quite the trip.
Right?
Quite the move.
Man, Seattle. I've never been there, but I'd love to go. It's supposed to be beautiful from what I hear. Let us know, Higgins, how it is out there.
Higgins in Seattle. That doesn't really have a good ring to it, but it's all
good. Doesn't, but we'll figure something out for him. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So I keep missing your show due to being the time change. So, Standard League, who should I start? One of the following, Reggie Bush, Justin Forsett, or Chris Johnson?
Chris Johnson.
Yeah, Chris Johnson looked great last week, and going against Green Bay, I mean, look what Marshawn Lynch did to them last week. And who would you start of the remaining two in the flex over Emmanuel Sanders? Nobody. You can't start someone over Emmanuel Sanders,
no.
I don't think.
No.
Definitely not. Stick
with Sanders.
All right. Thanks, guys. Been listening all summer. Keep up the great work. That's our buddy Higgins in Seattle now.
Higgins in Seattle.
Got to make a play of Sleepless in Seattle, but I can't think of it right now. I don't know. I'll figure something out. Don't worry. It'll be all right.
What is this email that says, don't pancake?
I don't know. Let's see. Why don't you open that up?
Don't pancake. Do people think that we're saying don't pancake instead of don't panic?
I do like pancakes, but...
Dan Martin asks two questions. First team, non-PPR running backs get 12 points per receiving touchdowns. Wow. All right. Nobody droppable. Holding on to Josh Gordon. Andre Ellington or Alshon Jeffrey this week?
Got to go with Andre Ellington there, don't you? I mean, Alshon Jeffrey, we're a little nervous about on Sunday night, and Andre Ellington played last week. He's going to play again this week. The Giants' defense is just full of holes, so you got to go Andre Ellington right there.
Do you think Pierre Thomas or Chris Johnson have a better game than Andre Ellington?
That's an interesting question. If I'm picking one of them that has the potential to do it, I'm saying Chris Johnson.
You're right. I am too.
I don't know if that'll happen.
I'm going to stick with Ellington, though.
Yeah, Ellington's the guy I'm going with. I mean, Chris Johnson could have a big game, but again, being in Green Bay, they're going to come out ferocious on both sides of the ball, so I would stick with Andre Ellington right there.
And then do you think Emmanuel Sanders or Mike Wallace over Alshon Jeffrey? That's tough. We don't know if Jeffrey's going to play. We really don't.
Yeah, well, at least Emmanuel Sanders is an option, you said, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
At least he's got a 4 o'clock start, so if you have him in, maybe you know something more...
Right,
conclusive
a little bit
about
later.
Jeffrey at that point.
That's a good point.
But I would say Emmanuel Sanders, and if Jeffrey plays, obviously you're going Jeffrey.
Second question from Dan. PPR needed number two wide receiver, Kendall Wright, Brandon Cooks, or DeSean Jackson. I'm going to go with B. Cooks. B. Sizzle.
Yeah, man.
Cooking in the kitchen. Cooking in the end zone.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks, that guy, you know. He's just quick. He catches. He's got great hands. He's got great speed. Drew Brees already loves him. First game, he's getting more targets than anybody but Jimmy Graham on that team. So Brandon Cooks is going to be a great player all year, I think.
Next email is Kevin in Maryland. He has Shane Vereen, Alfred Morris, Andre Ellington, Justin Forsett, Mark Ingram, Danny Woodhead, PPR League. He wants to know, what does he want to know? He doesn't say anything. It's a PPR League. I was wondering who to start. I have A.J. Green, Demaryius Thomas as my receivers, Cordarrelle Patterson as my flex. I guess he needs two running backs. I don't know. I'm just two assuming here.
Well, Shane Vereen, I heard, so we're definitely got to go with Shane Vereen there, right?
Vereen, Morris, or Ellington?
Wow, Vereen, Morris, or Ellington. Well, you definitely got to put Shane Vereen in there. I don't think there's a question about him. But between Morris and Ellington, Alfred Morris, I think I would go with.
All right. Morris and
Alfred
Vereen.
Morris against the Jags.
Yeah, I like that. Morris and Vereen. Next email is from Mike in Boston, setting his lineup. He's in a three league with three starters at wide receiver, two running backs, flex. My question is how to fill the remaining spots. So he needs a running back two, a flex, and a wide receiver three. So let's pick the running back first. Andre Ellington or C.J. Spiller?
I'm staying with Ellington right there.
All right, that's fine. We can still use him in the flex in a little bit. Wide receiver, Michael Crabtree or Colston?
Michael, you got to take a chance on Crabtree. Colston's got Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden got torched last week. He's going to be upset.
And then are we going to go Spiller or Colston in the flex?
We got to go Spiller.
Yeah, I think that one's actually not that difficult.
Yeah, Colston, you can't trust him this week.
Did we do this question from Mike? He says, hey, guys, I know you're busy. I will keep it short. Here are my running backs, Monte Ball, Zach Stacy, Moreno, Joik Bell, Shane Vereen, Bernard Pierce. Someone has offered me Steven Jackson for Shane Vereen. Do I do it? No. I don't even know why I read that email. Right? I mean,
that's a no-brainer. You can't give that up, especially in a PPR league, he said. No.
I'm trying to think. Where did we leave off here? No way we got through them all.
Oh, man, I still got a bunch. I mean, you want me to pull something up?
Because I went through and I marked them all as red by mistake, and now I don't know where we left off.
That's all right. I got you, man.
Thank you.
All right, we got C-Dog emailing in. Hello, gentlemen. Please help me with my flex position. Pick one, 14-team PPR league. Andrew Hawkins, Terrence Williams, Mark Ingram, or Golden Tate?
I'm going to say Mark Ingram here. Until Mark Ingram gets hurt or he stops playing well, I'm going to keep putting him in.
He was on fire in the preseason, looked good in game one. Yeah, look what Le'Veon Bell did to the Cleveland defense last week.
Yeah. Just
go with Mark Ingram this week, definitely.
Yep.
All right, next up, Neil. We got Neil from PA. Hey, guys, went 2-0 in my money leagues last week. Hope to keep it going. Gambled with these two guys last week. Luckily, ended up not costing me the win. I benched Matt Ryan at the last minute in favor of Tony Romo. Wow.
You know, I did something similar. And I'm just kicking myself over it. I benched Andrew Luck in favor of Tony Romo, and I immediately regret that decision. Literally, like, as DeMarco Murray is taking that first handoff and fumbling, I'm like, I regret this decision immediately.
And here we go.
But, hey, that, you know, sometimes you just got to deal with it. You got to suck it up. But, you know, you can't get mad at anyone but yourself.
Now, did you end up winning that league? That's the question.
No, I lost. No?
And Andrew Luck would have gave you the W?
Andrew Luck would have given me the W, yes, because Julius Thomas went off that night.
He had an okay game.
Yeah. I should have just kept, like, I don't know what I was thinking.
You can't second guess yourself. That's the worst thing to do, man.
It's so bad, man. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I got to make this move. And I'm like, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to anyway. And
we all do it. It's okay. Don't put yourself down. You're better than that.
Thanks.
All right, so Neil's question is, do I stick with Romo this week against the Titans, or do I play off the hot hand of Matt Ryan even though he's facing a tougher Bengals defense?
I go with Matt Ryan again.
Yeah, with what he did last week, you can't sit him right now. Anybody who has the hot hand, you got to keep him in until they get cold.
Right. Hot hand, yeah. That's it.
Right?
Hot hand keeps it hot.
That's it. That makes total sense to me. next up, we got Pavin emailing in. Hey, guys, a new member to FF Champs, first-time member.
Awesome, man. Yeah, thank you.
Shout-out to Pavin, first-timer. Have some questions on whom to start for two positions. The following positions are set and no changes. So he's got LeSean McCoy, Demaryius Thomas, and Julio Jones in starting. He needs a running back, two, and a flex out of Andre Ellington, Shane Vereen, Cordarrelle Patterson, Brandon Cooks, and Kelvin Benjamin.
He needs a running back and a flex?
Correct.
All right, well, Cordarrelle Patterson's in. And then it's between Vereen and Ellington, PPR?
It does not say.
I'm going to go with Ellington.
Yeah, he's got an easier matchup there, so I can't blame you for that one. Ellington and CPAT. Pavin, yeah. Ellington and CPAT. Put him in. You'll be in good hands this week.
Yeah. Like a good neighbor.
we're always there. FF Champs is there. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's it, man.
All what do you think of that commercial when Peyton Manning is like, what is it, Nationwide? Nationwide is on your side.
He's Omaha like, set three.
Yeah. Can't really feel my toes are numb. That commercial.
Peyton Manning makes the greatest commercials of all time for any athlete ever. I don't even think it is close.
That one sucks, though. I don't like that commercial.
No, that one's really corny. But, I mean, the ones he did back in the day when he was pretending to be the fan of the people doing the regular jobs.
Kevin has that clip. Kevin, where are those clips at? Oh, maybe Kevin went somewhere. I don't know.
Kevin's missing. We got to get a search party up there for him, looking
We're
for
by
him.
Ourselves.
But that was great, man.
No, cut Kevin has those meat. Clips. Kevin has those clips. Cut that meat. And he has something else, too.
Johnny, you're my favorite account. I got you on my fantasy team. Come on, man. This is hanging over the thing trying to get a high five. Peyton Manning, man. That dude is too fun. I love Peyton Manning. As a player, person, he's just a funny guy, man.
Yeah, but just that Nationwide, it just gets to me.
Yeah.
So let's be conscious of what radio network we're broadcasting on, too, at the same time.
That's true. Yeah, Peyton Manning. God. One Super Bowl. Jesus. Can't win the big one, I guess. You know what? That's all right. No, don't worry about it. All right. We got our buddy Fabrizio.
Fabrizio.
Emailing, and he says, Paisans, hope you're doing good today. If not, have a Peroni and forget about it. 14-team PPR. I got to pick two of the following. Le'Veon, Puff Puff Bell. Andre Myfoot Ellington, Justin Forsett, or Jorgie Bell?
All right, so I'm going to go with Le'Veon Bell and Andre Ellington.
Yeah, I think you got to stick with those two guys.
Wow, he's got a 14-team league, and he's got – that's all right, go on.
Oh, just wait. It gets better because there's a wide receiver question. Two wide receivers, and I think we know the answer to this one already. Demaryius Thomas, Justin Hunter, or Pierre Garçon?
Demaryius Thomas and Garçon.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And a PPR. 14-team PPR. Got Le'Veon Bell, Andre Ellington, Demaryius, and Pierre Garçon.
He's got a good team.
Man, I wonder if that's a keeper. Like, I feel like it has to be if you have a squad that strong.
Yeah, I mean, it might be.
All right, well, let's get to the next one, then. We got Adrian emailing in. Hello, fellas. Half-point PPR. I want to bench Doug Martin for Emmanuel Sanders this week. My bench options are Kelvin Benjamin, Forsett, DeSean Jackson, and Steven Jackson. Oh, he wants to bench Doug Martin and Emmanuel Sanders this week for Kelvin Benjamin, Forsett, DeSean, or Steven Jackson.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. Can't approve that transaction.
Neither of those. Keep them both in there.
Yeah, please. Don't get flex, cute. It's not. Yeah, it's too early to get cute, okay?
Week two, not time to get cute, definitely. His flex is Julius Thomas. Obviously, he's not coming out. But, all right, that was the only question, half-point PPR. Don't bench Doug Martin or Emmanuel Sanders. Keep him in there. Keep the faith.
I know Kevin has his own fantasy questions that he wants to ask us, and he's AWOL. He's MIA right now. I'm very shocked. I guess he doesn't care. Not a true fantasy football enthusiast.
All right, well, I think we'll be back in a few minutes. We got a couple more emails. We'll probably get through these, and then he'll be back, and we'll get some more fantasy questions from him, and then we'll close it out.
We only got a couple more minutes left. Let's get to them.
All right, next up, we got Gabriel emailing in. He said, what's up, guys? I have Lacey and Alfred Morris. Assuming Lacey doesn't play this week, he's going to. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry.
So you got Alfred Morris and Lacey starting, so we need a wide receiver and a flex out of the following for a standard scoring league. Andre Ellington, Pierre Thomas, Bernard Pierce, Michael Floyd, Keenan Allen, Terrence Williams.
I like the idea of Terrence Williams, but I just don't know if I can start him over some of those other guys.
Yeah, one running back. One wide receiver, one flex. I think Michael Floyd has to be one of those two.
Gotta be.
Got Andre Ellington, Pierre Thomas, Keenan Allen, Bernard Pierce.
Well, let's go with Andre Ellington in the running back spot. And then Michael Floyd in the wide receiver spot. So now it's down to the flex. Pierre Thomas, Bernard Pierce, Keenan Allen, Terrence Williams. Boy, oh boy. And it's a standard scoring league. So let's rule out Keenan Allen. Let's just do the process by elimination. We said we wanted to avoid the Thursday night action, so let's rule out Bernard Pierce. So now it's between Terrence Williams and Pierre Thomas. Non-PPR, I'm going to go Pierre Thomas.
Yeah, those Saints running backs all look good last week. Cleveland got chewed up like we've been saying all day. Pierre Thomas is probably your safest bet.
That's what I think.
Throw Pierre in the flex, throw Michael Floyd in your wide receiver spot, and you should be good to go.
What do you say that we can talk with Kevin quickly? Kevin, I think you were MIA for a little bit.
Phone with the boss.
Oh, the boss man called in?
Yeah, no, he's very, very happy with the work we're doing, though. That's good news.
Oh, well, that's all that
matters. So I thought we were getting canceled for a minute there because he was, calling at like 6 o'clock or close to 6 o'clock there on a Thursday.
You get me nervous.
Although generally that happens on a Friday, but we aren't on Fridays. So.
Right, so Friday, Thursdays is our Friday.
This is kind of our Friday.
So. Sure.
Tuesday's our Monday.
Yeah, so and false alarm. We're all still here.
Mr. Kirsch appreciated everything we're doing.
Yeah, good times.
So we're doing a good job.
Yep.
All right. I wish he would start playing fantasy. He could really find out how much of a good job we're doing.
You were yelling at me before, though, and I'm assuming it was for...
We want to cut that meat.
Okay, cut that meat.
Yeah. You got it? I'm looking. And what are the other ones that you have from that commercial?
Meat.
Yeah,
there it is.
Cut that meat.
$6.
Cut that meat.
Do you have any other ones from that commercial?
Let's go, insurers and justice. Let's go.
There it is. We were just saying how we didn't really like the Nationwide commercial that he does now.
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy, if you ask me.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. There he is.
Nothing beats that new car smell.
Just wussy, if you
ask
me.
That's a fact, though.
He is wussy. I do like new car smells, but that's a wussy thing to sing.
All right, so Kevin, we've helped, I don't know, over 100 people today with
we've had a busy day, haven't we?
I want to help you because after all, you're the one.
Carpal tunnel here from all the emails and the phone.
Yeah. You're the one keeping us on air, so let's get to your lineups. All right,
so
we'll help you
I'm just
going to
stick. Unlike some of our other callers, I'm not going to go through all 8 of my teams because I only have 2. But I'm only going to pick one team here to work on, Bill, and it's the team you helped me build when we were drafting together that one night. I think it was like the 2 days before the season or whatever it was. So I got 2 running backs I have to start in a RB wide receiver flex. Which I generally start a tailback in. So I got, I think, 4 candidates for these 3 running back slots, and I got LeSean McCoy, who's a must start. So that's one. But the others are all kind of the same guy. Pierre Thomas, Chris Johnson, Andre Ellington, and Chris Ivory. So I have those 4 guys for 2 slots.
All right. Slowly. Chris Johnson, Pierre Thomas, Chris Ivory, and...
And Andre Ellington.
Ellington and Chris Johnson.
Okay. Ellington, I didn't trust last week. I put in Pierre Thomas because I wasn't sure if he was going to play, and he was playing on the Monday night.
That's fine. I did the same thing.
Yeah, so I just didn't know how to go this week. Pierre had, I think, an average week. He had 11 points in this league last week, which is pretty good because it's a half-point PPR. And obviously Chris Johnson had a good week, and Ivory actually had a really good week last week too. But it was just, I think, Bill, isn't one of the rules, like, try not to start, like, both of the backs?
Yes.
Yeah. So on the because when you have these teams that have tailback by committee, it's not good to start both the backs, right? Or 2 of the 3 backs. Even though last week I think Johnson had they both had 16 points last week.
But that's very, very rare.
So you're gonna go with Ellington and Chris Johnson and bench Pierre Thomas and Ivory and someone else I forget. But that doesn't matter. So that's pretty much it. That's all I got. I'm gonna start on Antonio Brown tonight is a wide receiver. And the other ones are Crabtree and Roddy White, who I think are fine. The only other option I would have to start over Crabtree or Roddy White would be Terrence Williams.
I'm just worried about Crabtree's calf. If he needs to practice on Friday.
Yeah, if he does, I mean, if he doesn't play, I'll plug in Terrence Williams, who did fine last week. I think he had 13 points.
Yeah.
So he's a plug. He's that like plug-in guy.
Got into the end zone.
Yeah, he's that plug-in guy. And Doug Baldwin was the other guy we grabbed. That was kind of that plug-in guy every once in a while, or if someone gets hurt, or a bye week or whatever. So I have 2 guys that I can just kind of plug in. But I'm feeling good about this team won last week. It's the other one that I just didn't want to talk about because I lost by a point. But I'm feeling good. I was actually the 3rd highest scorer in this. In this league last week, and I only missed the best score of the week by like 6 points, so we were all bunched up at the top. So I'm feeling good about it. I feel like we built a winner, Bill.
All right, good.
That's all I got.
And who are you starting in quarterback?
I have this is
Stafford
that,
and Ryan?
Yeah, no, this is that two quarterback start league. So yeah. I have Stafford and Tony Romo.
Oh, Romo, right. Okay.
Which I think is from Stafford did great last week.
Yeah,
and
you'll
he
be
carried
all
right. me. And you'll I think Romo fine. Will probably do a little bit better this week because he's still knocking the rust off.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
And I got your boy the Ertz at tight end who had a beast week last week.
Love me some Ertz.
Beast week last week. And he's playing Indy who got absolutely destroyed by Julius Thomas last
week. Yes. Yes.
So that I feel like that could be favorable.
Any last words before we close out today's show?
No, just glad we still have jobs.
Amen. Yeah, me too. I was worried there for a second.
Always a plus.
Anthony, what do you got for us?
Another man. We got a game tonight. We got a bunch of games this weekend. You know, get us on Twitter. Any last questions before you got your starting lineups? I got the start and sit them up on the website right now. Check it out. That's about it, man.
All right. Best of luck to everyone in week two. I want to thank Kevin Collins, Anthony Grace. I want to thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings on Patriots.com Radio. Enjoy your weekend. Dominate your fantasy football matchups.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.